Let's play with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Mason Dixon here in the studio. Scott T here in the studio. And our Tina Goodrich on the phone. And our subject today will be unscrupulous real estate agents. I'm kidding. We're going to be talking about Saddle Lake. Tina, how are you?
Are you going to leave that in there? Or are you going to edit that out?
No, there's why would you say that? Well, this is a live, an almost not live show.
Well, I thought our topic today would be about Saddle Lake. If you're not familiar with Saddle Lake, Saddle Lake's one of our most popular inland lakes. It's probably about within 15 miles, maybe 12 miles from South Haven. It's a 298-acre lake.
And that's spring-fed, too, ain't it?
Acres, because
it's the biggest. It's the biggest inland lake in Van Buren County.
Wow.
It is. It is? It really is.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's 300 acres just shy of it. Probably is 300 by now. But it's surrounded by a couple other great lakes.
What are you measuring with?
Papa Lake, but that's in Berrien County, but that's like 900 acres.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Yes.
Very sought after. Silver and Saddle Lake are very sought after, and North Lake, they're all right there together by Grand Junction. And
why'd they name them other lakes by numbers? They don't name them. They gave them numbers. Lake 11, Lake 14.
Lake 14 is not too far away from there either.
Who came up with that numbering
system? A
real
creative guy.
I know.
I don't know. Probably they took it after somebody else numbered them. Maybe the Native Americans numbered them, and then it became Lake 11, Lake 14.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one.
Saddle Lake.
Yeah, sorry, let's go continue with Saddle Lake, but I could explain the other thing in a minute. But
Saddle Lake, please.
Yeah, Saddle Lake.
You're on, Tina.
Oh, I was like, what about Saddle Lake?
Nope, you go. Go, Tina.
Saddle Lake. I'm working on a listing on Saddle Lake. Just a half an acre, but it does come with lake access. So I like this one. It's not on Saddle Lake. It's near Saddle Lake, and it comes with deeded access, which is, you hardly ever find on Saddle or on Silver. Well, Silver is private now. You can't even, there's no public access on Silver Lake anymore. It's all owned by private owners. Did you know that? That was where the Dutch Mill was at.
Oh, wow.
No,
but
I didn't know
Saddle
that.
Lake, no. Saddle Lake, which is right near there, and North Lake are both very popular lakes. There's like, again, nothing comes up for sale out there. There's I think there was a nice, big, large parcel of land out there. Seemed like it was just under 70 acres for $400,000. But this listing that I'm coming up with is a half an acre, and it has an older mobile home on it. Comes with deeded access. I'm hoping to have it listed maybe within the next 10 days. So if you got somebody that's looking for an older mobile home, maybe you could build on it later, or fix the mobile home up and live a simple, easy life. That's the freedom of well and septic also on this property. So I just like the idea that you're able to maybe put a kayak in or a canoe. I don't think there's any place to tie a motor boat, but you might be able to put a small fishing boat in and come off of that access. Because it's like a little road access that goes down to Saddle Lake.
The public
very
access?
Private. Yeah. Well, no, this is a private access. So
private
if
access.
You're not deeded, yeah, this is a deeded private access. So only the homes in that area would have access to this opening to the lake.
So does the road go all the way down to the lake, or does it like turn to grass and brush and stuff?
No. The road goes all the way down to the lake, and it circles around a couple more private homes. And you wouldn't even know that this is a deeded access unless you were a homeowner. So it's a nice private dock area, and only a handful of residents in that area have that deeded access there. So it's real private. There's probably maybe three or four homes that may have deeded access to this one. Of course, the other homes right in that area have lakefront. So they wouldn't use this access because they have their whole lakefront in front of them.
Can you see the neighbors, or can you pee off your porch?
This half acre's tucked back in the woods. If you're familiar with Silver Lake and off of that area, it's a very wooded area. It's a deep thicket.
I don't live in a wooded area, and I pee off my porch every morning.
I think yes, you can see the pole barn.
Wait, there's a pole barn?
Neighbors.
Oh, the neighbor
next door
has a pole
neighbor's
barn.
Pole barn.
I wonder if he can rent that.
And you could see the other neighbor, but that's it. There, you can see a couple neighbors. You can't see the lake access. You have to continue down the road and then, you know, walk the path down to the lake.
Like how long of a walk would it be to the water?
I would say you're probably 200 steps from your driveway.
Is that Fitbit tested?
maybe 250 at the max to get maybe to the end of the dock. But, you know, you would be able to carry your light kayak down to the lake, Mason, and drop it into the lake. And there you are, you know, enjoying the evening's sunset on Saddle Lake. Oh, yeah. This is going to be.
Now, do they got any organizations out there make you cut your grass or anything?
Well, there's no HOAs out there on this particular property or in this area. I do believe, though, that a neighbor does plow the road, and that's usually what happens. You get these little fire lanes through here, and one or two of the neighbors has a plow to keep it open.
Do they got ice fishing out on Silver Lake, or don't it free? I mean, Saddle Lake?
Big ice fishing.
And Silver Lake.
Huge ice fishing on Saddle Lake. Yeah, and Silver, like you said, that's private now. You have to know somebody to use Silver Lake.
I'd be careful on Saddle Lake, too, because it freezes and not freezes. I've been out there quite a bit, and it can be sketchy for sure.
Yeah.
It's about 32 deep is the deepest, is what I found
32
out
feet.
On Saddle Lake.
Yeah.
All right, but still deep enough.
We need to take a break. When we come back, you want to talk about my mom's house selling?
No, but we can talk about Goodies Wash and Go.
All right, Goodies Wash and Go.
We'll have more Goodies Wash and Go when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is Let's Talk Real Estate
and
with
laundry.
Tina Goodrich. And laundry.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to senior services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Scott T. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich.
We got to make her a new jingle that says, let's talk
Goodies Wash and Go with Tina Goodrich. So
yes, Goodies Wash and Go is up and going. We're on our first week. We just ended our first full week at the laundromat.
Congratulations.
And yeah, it takes a little bit. You know, there's a lot of things to pull off when you're doing a business such as this. You know, we talked about that EIN number, you have to get a DBA. All of those things have to be in order for you to be able to open your business legitimately, such as, you know, your utilities. On a commercial business, you have to have your ducks in line, and right. It takes time to get all those things.
I imagine the water bill's pretty expensive there.
I imagine the water bill's going to be, you know, enormous.
And I can't
it goes
imagine
along
counting
with the territory.
You guys got a guess on the water bill for a month?
It goes,
$3,000.
We may share that down the road when we get our first utility bill. And a lot of times, you know, that's how laundromats figure out how many times their washing machines are turning. And that means how many people are actually using this wash machine, this particular one, throughout the day. And then, of course, you can divide that on how many machines you have as far as how many gallons you use. In this laundromat, there is probably a good 60, 65 washing machines.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And are the dryers gas dryers or are they all electric?
Yep.
Joe Biden's trying to eliminate those now.
They're all electric.
Gas dryers and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, there's 50 dryers just here in the front. And we talked about the Goodies Wash and Go is picking up where Village Coin left off with the wash, fold, and dry. So we're going to be amping that up, picking that business up, and continuing to run with what Les and Barb Perrin had already started. Of course, you know, they've been in business for 38 years here. We feel, you know, this is a huge take on. You know, they've been running this business for 38 years. Those are big shoes to fill.
Right.
He's done a great job, though. I mean, he's got a beautiful laundromat.
Have you tried depositing your quarters yet?
No, you really rotate your quarters. So you really keep those. It's a rotation of quarters all the time.
So you don't bring quarters to the bank? You just keep them in a bucket?
Yeah. No, we just rotate them.
Because they put them in the change
machine.
Your machines. Yeah, they got the
machines.
How about the people that drill the hole through the quarter and put a string on it?
Or the slugs. Have you found any of them electrical box slugs that sometimes work?
The box slugs?
You know, they look like they quarters. Yeah. They look like quarters, but they're from where they knock out the electrical boxes.
No, knock on wood.
Next week, I'll be there.
You're going to get a rash of electrical box quarters.
I think once in a while you might get somebody, you know, that comes in and, you know, the change machine might get jammed up and you got to refund the person right away. You know, it's customer service here. So their bill changer seems to get, you know, clogged up, and that's the one that takes the 10s, 20s.
Because
and,
it's full?
You know, dispenses fives for you, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, I just put a 20 in there, and it didn't give me no change. So that, you know, is a continuous, you know, kind of an issue, I would say.
Do you have a camera on there? You should put a camera on there so you could see what
we are going to get cameras throughout the laundromat. There are some now, but we're going to amp that up so that we can get a full view of every aisle. I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 aisles.
You
got to
do that for slip and falls alone.
Yeah, and then slip and falls. You know, knock on wood again. You know, Les never had Any issues, his insurance was clean as a whistle, and hopefully that goes the same for us. You know, you keep your floors clean and picked up from any debris, and when winter comes, which we haven't experienced yet, you know, keeping your sidewalks cleaned.
Yeah, and people bringing water right in the door into where their machine is too.
Well, and that's all part of the game. You know, you have to have, you know, your insurance all together. When you have employees, you got to have workman's comp. So there's a lot of players that, you know, are part of this laundromat, a lot of key players. We just got Harmony Russin on board. She's doing some social media for us. I've had a couple of girls in photographers who've been wanting to do photo shoots in the laundromat. Can you believe it?
No.
When we got them, the photos, when they shared them on Facebook, on Instagram, they actually turned out really nice. They're pushing some of our products, such as, you know, we picked up, again, the lead from Les and Barb by using Tide in our wash, dry, and fold, and Downy. And, of course, we've just added and upgraded to Clorox. So those are some name brands that are used in the wash, dry, and fold. And we started hanging the clothes for the customer just out of courtesy.
Do you got them wire hangers or are you using plastic?
Yeah. No, we're using the wire hangers.
No wire hangers.
Do they have the little paper over them with your logo on there?
Not yet. I kind of, again, adapted these from Village Coin Laundry. They didn't do much hanging, but I felt that's a little, you know, another extra little courtesy for the clients. If we see blouses or a lot of men's shirts that need buttoned, automatically they go up on a hanger. And just in this last week, the guys, they love it. They were like, hey, that's new. So another little customer courtesy of hanging the shirts up for the client. No charge.
Do you just extra starch?
No starch. We don't do any pressing or any steaming. Just as soon as they get out of the dryer, they're either folded immediately or they're put up on a hanger.
Yep. So where do you get all them hangers?
Well, again, they were here. So they were in the stock room, a couple nice boxes of hangers. And I had wanted to add a couple little extras for the wash, dry, and fold, and that's one of them.
So, all right, we got to take a break. When we come back,
ready?
Oh, yeah. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting, on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
Hey y'all, this here's Racing Mason Dixon, and I want to invite you to check out my new video series, Racing with Mason, on PowerTube TV. Every Monday night at 8:30 Eastern, a new episode is released. Watch the premiere and join in on the live chat. You'll find it at youtube.com/@WatchPowerTubeTV. Every episode is a new racing adventure. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the new PowerTube TV channel, and you'll be all set to go racing with Mason.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to senior services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Back on Robert's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Scott T. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich in our final segment of the of this show. So
I know. I got something great to share with you guys.
Please share.
So I had a gentleman call me up, and he said he called me through the Jakeway office, and they, you know, connect us right to the agents, whether we're in the office or not. But he said, you know, Tina, we listen to your radio show every week.
She gets that all the time, and we never hear back from that.
Another new client, and he said, we've got some land that we're thinking about selling, and it's in Geneva Township, some land that he has a hayfield on. Another hayfield. Beautiful. I drove by it. I was like, oh, isn't that a beautiful piece of property? But I just thought it was great, again, to share with some of our listeners when I do get somebody who calls me directly and says, we listen to you on the radio. It's just so cool. I just love it. And I love sharing it with you guys because they generally mention who's the other guys on the radio. So, you know,
we need a jingle for us, too. You got a jingle. That's why people, that's that name recognition. It sticks in people's brains. Top of mind.
Well, you can get a jingle, too, if you want, Mason.
I think that.
Put that in your contract.
You have to buy a half hour of the show.
Real estate is fascinating. You know, everybody likes to talk about real estate.
Well, I want to talk about real estate. What's going on with that big boy? Is there any chance that Rob Dog can get that statue? What's going to happen to it?
Yeah, the statue would be cool.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with those statues, but, you know, a lot of big boys are closing and they're selling out mostly that I've seen to, you know, other chain restaurants such as Texas Corral is one that has stepped up to take over big boys. But I kind of had a feeling that's what would happen with our local big boy is that it was purchased back from corporate and then corporate will hold on to it and resell it. They'll probably clean things up and then put it back on the market for more money. And they'll sell
Hopefully they get enough for a chain.
Oh, sure. Those restaurants, you know, they have a minimum dollar they've got to get. And then,
depends on their realtor.
Of course, it's going to start higher, you know. So they've got some room to negotiate. You don't want to list it for something that's going to fly off the market the first day. You know, you want to boost it up a little bit.
Yeah. Take a couple offers or something.
Right. Take multiple offers, you know.
I'd like to make an offer on that statue.
Well, I think some agents sometimes hold listings for 72 hours, you know, and they put it in there holding.
Who the heck takes the first offer when you get a house in the first 10 minutes?
Right. So that you can get multiple offers. Now, you know, we are still strong in a seller's market, especially in the South Haven area or anything on inland lakes, but anything surrounding South Haven, even, you know, it's nice to have a few days, you know, of getting multiple offers. And then when you do get that, then you can go back to all those offers and say, now give me your best and final.
Yeah.
So then at that time, nobody knows what the offers are. The only one who knows is the listing agent and the seller.
Yeah. And what if they're horrible negotiators and they just say, I don't want to negotiate. I'm just going to take the first offer.
That generally doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
If you do get an offer on the first day, it's generally the full price offer.
Yeah, full price.
Most agents want you to get the full price offer.
But shouldn't you wait, maybe see if somebody will come in a little higher?
It depends on, you know, on the seller. If he wants to hold it back a few days, you know, you can do that at the very beginning, let your agent know that you want the listing to be held for 72 hours.
What if that guy doesn't understand business or finance?
You list it on Friday, and no offers will be looked at until Monday.
And are people nice. Still outbidding each other like that they were last summer, two summers ago? People were outbidding the asking price.
That makes
price.
Sense because that's why you don't take the first now. Offer, Mason.
Yeah, you don't need a PhD to understand how that works.
No, a PhD, you certainly don't need that.
We are still in a seller's market. And yes, we do see multiple offers, but not as strong as we were seeing a year ago. That has definitely slowed down. We talked about how the appraisals are coming in low. They're still coming in low. You know, the appraisals are...
How does that happen with such limited...
Well, they're getting caught up in these Fannie Mae sells because now all of a sudden the people who have bought it for $350,000 2 years ago now can't afford it and it's selling now for $250,000. And Fannie Mae's like, wait a second. We just sold that. You just sold that house a year ago.
Right.
Back up. Who sold it and why did they sell it? So sometimes these appraisers and agents get questioned on why they're selling it for more than what it's appraised for.
Can you sue them? Can they be sued for unlawful practices and like selling a house for way too little?
I probably not. No, because you're working with the seller, and if the seller agrees to, you know, to sell it for X amount of dollars and they get it, then it's all good. You know, just it all depends on who the representation is.
I wish I had a good realtor like you that wouldn't take the first offer.
Well, like I said, a lot of times agents do hold back for their client. You're trying to get your client the biggest dollar.
Right.
So you want to take multiple offers if that's possible.
Has there ever been?
Hold the door open for 72 hours. If you think this is a good listing and you think you're going to get multiple offers, then the agent should, you know, hold it for 72 hours.
Yeah, you'd think.
I see it. Yeah, I see it all the time. It doesn't necessarily mean the agent's got to do that. But, you know, for those who are getting ready to list their home, you can always ask your agent, can you hold the door open for 72 hours, 48 hours, list it on Friday, and we look at the offers on Sunday.
But if you're working with a buyer that knows nothing about real estate, you're really relying on your realtor. And if that realtor is selling something for way less than they should.
We talked about, getting three different agencies to look at your property and see which one is going to represent your property the best.
All right.
You know, you don't always go with the first agent. It's good to have an agent look at your property, though, so that you can get an idea what the values are out there.
Yep.
An agent should be able to tell you a comparison and how they got that number.
Yeah. Well, you certainly hope that they will be on the level and doing things right for sure, but we've run out of time, Tina.
That's why you want to call List with Tina.
That's why you want to call List with Tina.
Yeah, give me a call, 269-759-1076. I'd be glad to come out, take a look at it, give you my idea and how I came up with that price.
The most trusted realtor in South Haven right here, Tina Goodrich.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes, you're welcome. Mason Dixon, get us out of here.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. If you missed any of the show or want to go back and listen to some others, go to moondogshow.com. If you want some video, that's moondogpro.net. Trustinbirdband.com for music. HODfilm.com for that House of David Life Everlasting documentary. Of course, listwithtina.net. And I want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, including UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulotta Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon, and spa, and our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, that's dcir.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County. Don't forget about me, racingmason.com.
Yep.
And on the count of three, we all gonna howl at the moondog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh. Howl at the moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.